Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in the East County Wellness Center in El Cajon. Today, my very special guests are from Visionary Dance Theater. I have with me Mickey Monerath, the business director, and Spencer John Powell, the artistic director. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So, Spencer, let's start with you. You were a career dancer, I understand. Tell us what your vision was in starting Visionary Dance Theater.
Well, I sought out to start Visionary Dance Theater, which is a professional dance company, and its school, Visionary School of Performing Arts, to give opportunity to underprivileged youth the opportunity to study in a professional setting with professionals at a very low cost, and our scholarship-sponsored programs that we have through our education fund.
Marvelous. And I understand that you know firsthand how important it is for young people to get those kind of opportunities. Can you share a little bit of your own background?
Yes. I grew up in a very low-income family, a single mother who couldn't afford these things. When I was about 8 years old, wanting to be on stage and perform and dance and those kinds of things, the lessons were too much for mom. So I was able to find sponsors or have people sponsor me through my youth as a child. From 8 to about 18 years old, I was able to participate in programs for free, which enabled me to go to college, being one of the first ones in my family to graduate high school and go to college. So it was a big deal for me, and I wanted to contribute and give back, and I realized that there were many youth out there that were very, very talented and just were lacking the training or the place to be where they could express their artistic selves. So it was very important to me to open up a performing arts institution where we could provide these services to our children and young adults who might be missed or overlooked, and have them expressing that kind of talent and getting that kind of training. So that's what we specialize in.
What a wonderful mission that you have there. And I understand your own career, you danced all over the place.
That's correct. I've traveled all over the country, being able to perform. Of course, I'm from Utah, and so my beginnings began there, of course. I performed with such institutions as Utah Musical Theater. I've performed with Penny Dunnelston, who is a former ballet dancer with the New York City Ballet, another language performing arts company, Ogden Contemporary Dance Theater, just to name a few.
Magnificent. Mickey, you also do outreach to the schools, I understand. Can you share some details on that?
Yes, as part of our mission to share the performing arts with the community, we additionally do outreach with the public schools. So currently we are doing outreach with Point Loma High School. We have our professionals go into their performing arts department and participate, whether it's in choreography or providing direction. This provides a great opportunity for the kids to work with professional performing artists, and it can be very inspiring for them, especially if they're looking for a, you know, life on the stage or in the performing arts.
So I understand that right now you're located on the border of East San Diego and La Mesa, so you're serving both the East County as well as the San Diego communities. Can you tell us, Spencer, about some of the types of dance and theater experiences that your students are learning?
Yes. We have a comprehensive ballet program from the ages of 8 years old to 19 with the Visionary Youth Ballet, which is led by our education and outreach coordinator, Kiona Darlin. And we have, of course, the Visionary Dance Theater itself, which is a professional dance company of 6 members. And we have the Visionary Youth Theater, which mostly produces musicals, and that's from the ages of 18 to 19 as well. And we also have the Visionary Community Theater, which consists of semi-professional to professional adults. We also include parents of some of our children in the Visionary Community Theater unit as well. And of course, we have modern dance, tap, hip hop, vocal lessons, acting, scene study, you name it, we do it there. One of our next big goals is to form and start the Visionary Youth Orchestra.
Wow.
Which we have been talking about for the past year and a half and hope to receive funding to get that going.
Let's talk about funding for a moment. Now, you mentioned that your specialty really is helping reach out and give opportunities to disadvantaged young people who are talented but might not otherwise have the opportunity to develop those wonderful talents as you yourself were able to do growing up. Where do you get your funding from?
Mostly from citizens of San Diego and San Diego County.
You're nonprofit.
We're nonprofit. Before productions, I write letters. I do whatever I need to do to solicit funds from individuals.
So it's largely individual philanthropists at this point?
Yes, at this point. We are now writing grants, trying to get funding through grant writing. But right now, we have an education fund set up where people can go in and donate. Some of our donors come in and they fund specific students and pay their tuition.
Oh, wow.
We also have sponsors who sponsor and pay for private lessons for our students. And people just come in and generously donate to our education fund, which has been a blessing. More than half of our students are on scholarship or sponsored. And the other percentage, which is probably about 40% of our student base, they're paid customers, but we have such a low fee that those parents, like I have to mention, the parents that are paying customers also double up and not only pay their children's tuition, but also help us out in making sure other children are covered as well.
It sounds like a tremendous program for the community. Mickey, I understand that there are some shows coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about what's on the agenda?
Sure. In September, on September 10th, we open up Hairspray, which is our visionary community theater, as well as our visionary youth theater that's over at the Performing Arts Center at Point Loma High School, who is one of our outreach partners.
And Spencer, for listeners who may not be familiar with Hairspray, can you tell us a little bit about the show?
Well, Hairspray takes place in 1962 in Baltimore, right during the racial tension of that time. It's a show that's about segregation and trying to integrate. 1962 was that era when, at that time when we were still kind of in the 50s, but
civil rights movement.
Yes, and change was in the air.
Yeah.
And so that was that turning point in 1962 where the youth were starting to stand up against the establishment of that time and trying to integrate things such as schools and Hairspray. That particular storyline, it's a television show, a dance television show reminiscent of, American Bandstand kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And so it's filled with a lot of dancing, a lot of humor, and some serious moments to really think about it. And we chose this particular show for the reasons that are happening today in the news,
I was just going to say, yeah, I think those issues are resonating once again today with all the headlines we're seeing about racial tensions and police violence and so forth around the nation.
Yeah.
I would imagine there would be a lot of interest, again, in the topics that these sort of timeless topics that show raises.
Yes. And there were just issues just several months ago in Baltimore, the same kind of issues like history repeating itself almost.
Yeah, so that's right. Mickey, what else do you have coming up?
So also coming up in on October 16th and 17th is Visionary Dance Theater's Fall Dance Concert titled Shades. Over in La Mesa at the Kauai Sun Studio.
Ah. Now, tell us about that show.
Well, we have two exciting guest artists. One is the internationally acclaimed choreographer Jean Travers, who came down just about a month ago to set her piece, One Drop, on the Professional Dance Company. And that piece is about the California water crisis, the drought that we're going through. So it's pretty relevant for today's time. It just got off of a run in China and will be making its California debut here with Visionary Dance Theater. We also have Natalia Verlerdi, who will be doing a work of hers from her graduate school days called Garden Five. So we're excited about those two guest artists joining us. And, of course, the beautiful, wonderful, talented Visionary Dancers will be presenting those works.
That sounds like a delightful performance. How many years has Visionary Dance Theater been around?
We've been here for 6 years. Okay. August 1st is our 6th year anniversary.
Very good. And I understand that you've grown so much, you're just bursting at the seams and looking to find a new location. Now, full disclosure, listeners, East County Magazine has talked with them about the possibility of some shared studio space as we're expanding also. But tell us about where you're hoping to go and what the vision for the new space would be.
We are just busting at the seams there at our current location. Our population has grown. It's just been crazy. So we are looking to move to Center Drive, right across from the Grossmont Center, which would provide us additional studio space, give us other people who would come in and join and share the space with us.
Well, very good. Yes. So you'd be right here in the heart of East County.
Yes. And we would title the new space Visionary Movement and Business Center.
That sounds very exciting. Looking ahead, what is your vision, each of you, if you were to look ahead 5 years, 10 years, 20 years for Visionary Dance Theater, what do you hope to see happen?
Well, I would like to see, you know, now in our 6th year, we are seeing people grow. Our teenagers are becoming adults and becoming our teachers and working at the studio. I would like to see the mission grow and to see more children and young people come into our studios who are maybe hidden over there in the corners because they can't get into the other establishments and bring them forth and share their talent. Of course, growing more and bringing in other artists from around the country to share their expertise with our young people.
So bringing in some well-known, established artists, famous names perhaps?
Oh, yes, we would love to do that. That's, of course, on the forefront of our vision right now is to get people. Right now we're working on the gala and we're working on some big-name artists to come out. We're talking to some agents. And of course, everything is about the helping of our young people. So we ask people to come at very little price or for free or donate their time to give exposure to our young people. So
that sounds like an amazing cause. And it's just so nice to see someone doing something in the arts, especially given all the cutbacks we've seen in the public schools where arts, unfortunately, seems to be the first thing to go when there are budget cuts. So it's great that you're creating these opportunities for young people to get experience in the arts and to shine and to grow and to pursue actual careers in the arts. Mickey, where can people go to get more information about Visionary Dance Theater if they're interested in lessons for their children or getting involved or volunteering or perhaps being a donor or a philanthropist themselves to underwrite one of these talented young people?
Yes, you can visit our current studio at 7202 El Cajon Boulevard in San Diego, or you can just go online at www.visionarydancetheater.org. That's theater spelled with a R-E instead of an E-R.
Very good. I'm going to let you have the last word. What else would you like our listeners to know that I haven't already asked you about Visionary Dance Theater?
I think every time we are exposed to the public, they're quite surprised at the abundance of talent that we have at Visionary. These young people are just some of the most amazing individuals I've been able to work with. In their time at Visionary, we have seen some of our performers go to the Broadway stage.
Really?
Yes, and we have a young man now whose movie is opened on Tuesday.
Fantastic. What's the movie?
The movie Sinister. He's a little kid. He won't be able to watch the movie that he's in, but he will be in a new HBO series.
Wow.
That's premiering this fall. He's also in Hairspray, so you can catch him in Hairspray. So it's just a wonderful blessing to see our young people working in television, commercials, movies, and bigger and better theater programs, as well as dance programs all over the country. So that's been the neatest thing that I think people should know that's happening here in their community, and just to know that these young people really do shine, and I'm so proud of them. None of our students have a GPA of under 3.5. Most of them are 4 point or better.
So these are smart kids.
So these are smart kids and they're talented. I just don't know how they accomplish these things sometimes because they're at the studio pretty much 5 to 6 days a week in classes, rehearsals, and those kinds of things. But when they're not being worked on stage, they're in the corner doing their homework. I'm just very proud and we're very lucky and blessed to have these young people around.
Those are such inspirational stories, and I really want to thank both of you for joining us today on the East County Magazine show on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice, to share your success stories there at the Visionary Dance Theater.
Yes, thank you for having us out, Miriam.
Thank you very much.